Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Joel, we learned something amazing about Hollywood this week, there is a new way to tell who the villain is in any movie. What is it?
They have the least amount of lines.
No, that's not true.
I know. I don't know. Can I get a better clue?
You'll never hear them say, Siri, help me bury the body.
Oh, so the villain of every, you can tell the villain of every Hollywood movie,
yes,
because they use, or they don't use a virtual assistant.
Not specifically a virtual assistant.
An iPhone.
An iPhone, exactly right. Yeah. That's it. Villains never have iPhones.
Oh.
Director Rian Johnson let slip what is apparently a deeply held secret among filmmakers that Apple refuses to let their devices be used by bad guys in movies and TV. They don't want to associate the iPhone with evil. I mean, think of the innocent children that made them. So, you're in a movie, you are not allowed, if you're making a movie, you are not allowed to show an iPhone being used for something cruel or mean, just nice things like ignoring your family.
What do the villains have? Blackberries?
Exactly.
No, Androids.
Oh.
Yeah, the villains all have Androids.
Apparently. Yeah, well, they deserve it.
Of course, there usually has to be an in-story reason why the villain won't use an iPhone. This explains why Thanos was always complaining about Apple Maps.
He got into a contract. It's like, it's a thing. I can't get out of it. I got to do 2 more years with this Google phone. I'm just going to destroy half of humanity. And I'm still in the contract.
It's the worst.
That's what's so messed up.
He can snap all he wants. Yeah. He ain't getting out of that contract.
Duh.